Good afternoon again, everybody. Welcome back on a Friday, the final Friday of February. Here it's Farm Talk, Mick Caird, North Dakota Corn Grower Studio, where our Friday afternoon visit with Doug Lear is brought to you by Dakota Cat. And there's enough snow to snowmobile for sure, and maybe you want a four-wheeler. Check them out at DakotaCat.com or their store on West Main Avenue in West Fargo.
No, they're clicking on all cylinders on that, Mick, because when it comes to doing stuff outdoors right now, that's what everybody's saying is you need something with tracks.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to go out ice fishing, if you want to go out and do some predator hunting, tracked is the way to go. I mean, it's there's I can remember. I don't know what it would have been, probably 30 years ago, and your listeners will probably tell me the exact day, time, and place. But I remember when I saw the first cat track. Mm-hmm. Track. It was probably like 1988 down in Dickey County. I was like, wow, isn't that something? And there's a reason why they're so popular.
Indeed. Northwest Minnesota, Lake of the Woods, they've been, bombardiers have been up there for years. And now this is pretty cool.
Well, and that's one of the things I try to speak in context to people that, whether you're a farmer or a rancher, and in my business, the hunters and the anglers is, you go up to Winnipeg and you go to Saskatoon, their winters start earlier and last longer, and they don't just crawl in the basement for 9 months out of the year and wait for those 3 months of spring that they're going to have. Spring and fall, because I don't think they get summer up there, do they, Mick?
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, so because the nights are long. I mean, the nights are short. Days are very long up there. The sun doesn't set till close to midnight, or at least 11-something.
Yeah, that's a good point there. So, yeah, when they get their summer, they're definitely, they've got a lot
making
to chew
the
on.
Most of it, yeah. Around here, of course, like I've always said, that spring, summer, and fall are absolutely beautiful. It's the other 9 months that stink.
Yeah. Well, so here we sit on a Friday afternoon, wringing our hands, and I guess not that it's going to change anything, but what we've got and what's coming, who do we blame now? Where is this stuff coming from the next go around, Mick?
I have no one to blame.
Nobody?
No.
Nope.
Not even the boy child known as El Nino or
Hal.
Hal
Nino.
Hal Nino or La Nina, because El Nino is back again. And so the West Coast through the central part of the U.S., it's been warmer than normal in Florida and Texas and along the Gulf Coast. They've been getting a tremendous amount of rain. That's the storm path. Now this weekend we've got a real elongated weather system that's starting. They got the most snow ever, yesterday in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh, no.
36 inches of snow in one day.
Are you serious?
No, yeah. So that's where our storm this weekend started, and that one's kind of shooting through Colorado, going to track across Nebraska, Iowa, head towards Wisconsin, Milwaukee, in that area. So the systems have been tracking to our south. And again, this is kind of an El Nino-type pattern. El Ninos don't affect us that much, but they do. These storm paths to our south do suck down cold air. And so it has been colder than normal here. To the south of that path, it's been warmer than normal because the storms are to the north of them.
Hmm.
We got to get more storm systems to the north of us.
So, I ask you because I'm interested in, and I know there's farmers and ranchers that have a direct need to understand what's happening with the weather. Our hunters and anglers, it's more recreational of staying safe and knowing what to expect. But where's the jet stream? Where is it going right now? And what is that doing to the weather? Because it seems like yesterday where I live and block down the street from where you live, the sun came out. And the stuff that had been cleared off, the streets that had been cleared off, the highways that had been cleared off in the afternoon versus in the morning, I'm not making any sense. It seems like it's up and down like a roller coaster, Mick.
Somewhat, but you got to remember that the sun, the angle of the sun is at 2 months after December 21st. Has the same strength, incoming watts of solar radiation, is the same as 2 months before December 21st, which is October.
So we're, okay, so I get, So when we talk about how, like, those warm October afternoons, not necessarily like this is warm, but it has to do with the power of the sun.
Yes. So it strikes the sidewalk, and if now the white surface of the ground, mm-hmm. you know, just the white surface, all that's most of 90% of the sun's energy bounces right back out into space off of the white surface. And but where it can do some good, sidewalk or your half clean driveway, some of the ground, the sun does its job.
I-29?
Yes. I-94, I-90, all of that's all good because if the snowplow's got it a little clean, the sun can do the rest.
So in your travels in going to Grand Forks here this week, can you see anything other than white when you look east or west across the angles of I-20? Is it just there's nothing dark out there, is there?
I didn't look.
Yeah.
I don't want to see
Don't want to see just white snow everywhere that you look. Yeah.
But it's, again, great for snowmobiling, good for coyote hunting because you can see them critters.
No, and
on a full moon like we had earlier in the week.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And that's, you know, again, kind of going back to our early part of our conversation in talking about, you know, doing things the right way and using the field conditions that you have to your advantage. And, you know, you're absolutely correct when it comes to coyote hunting. This is not the prime time for the pelts, for the value of the pelts. That's kind of like the pre-winter, the early December time is when the pelts are in the prime for the sale of it. But for the recreational component, or for the predator control component of, you know, sheep and cattle and lambs and calves, this provides a little better option, you know, for the hunters to shoot coyotes. And the combination of the white blanket all across there, and I'll tell you that you can, if you're out there intentionally, like fox and coyote hunting on a bright sunny Friday, and you can drive down the township roads that are passable, the ones that are passable. Yeah. And it's really kind of cool because you can see a predator kind of slowly but surely wandering across maybe a snow-covered field and looking for a mouse or a rabbit or just kind of looking for their next meal to eat. You can also see things that jump out. One of the things that hunters do is they look – I'm trying to think of the exact word, but in a horizontal world, they look for something that's vertical.
Mm-hmm.
And a vertical world, like in the woods, they're looking for something that's horizontal.
Sure. Okay.
Out on the prairie, they're looking for something that's vertical.
Right.
And you can see a fox or a coyote vertical on the prairie that's flat.
Interesting. I'd never thought of that.
And that's one of the really cool things. Again, sometimes it takes intentional to go, okay, this is... And you train your eyes to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what veteran, I won't say old, what veteran predator...
Experience,
that's a nice way to put it too. And then you also look for the contrast. And right now, your mind is, when you go out there across the prairie, you're seeing flat and you're seeing white. And then you look and you see horizontal and you see red, and you take your foot off the gas and you go from 15 miles an hour down to 10 miles an hour and you slow things down and you do a double take and then you pause. Oh, okay, that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
What it can be is a fox
mm-hmm.
curled up in a ball
mm-hmm.
out on the, and you're nodding your head because you've seen it before as well, sunning themselves.
Yep. Curled up, body heat.
Yep.
And accumulating some body heat and saving it, yeah.
And if you're listening and you grew up on the prairies across the Midwest, North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, and you've probably had maybe a dad or an uncle or a grandfather that taught you some of those things. And I try to, you know, inform and educate people that just think of how many people have driven by those.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think of, you know, how many fox and coyotes have just sat out there on the, you know, on the frozen tundra.
Motionless.
And never been detected.
Right, yeah.
And so even if you're not a hunter, if mom's got cabin fever and you decide that, hey, you know what, let's just go out for a drive before the storm hits, before the wind blows, or before the next. If you take some intentional steps, you can actually kind of see some of the nuances of nature without having to, you know, put yourself out there like Grizzly Adams in 30 below wind chill and in a blizzard type condition. So it's kind of a cool opportunity to get out there, Mick.
All right, but all you got to do is train your eyes, like you just said. Huh?
Well, and it takes some practice. You know, like those veterans, those veterans experienced outdoors will tell you that. You know, and for a person like myself, when I go to the woods in Minnesota, it's tough to get myself trained to look for something horizontal in a vertical mix.
Yeah, right. Now, value of the pelts, it is going down.
Yeah.
Now, I understand that because I have some friends with German Shepherds or that type of dog, and, man, they are just shedding up. And, you know, mom's complaining because the dog is shedding all over the place, but they're getting ready for spring.
Yeah, I know. And isn't that the crazy thing? They're getting ready for spring. And, you know, and it's no different. Our fisheries biologists are getting ready for spring. You know, the wildlife is getting ready for spring. But the thermometer is the one that tells the tale. And if you're going to be heading out doing some ice fishing, you might have to start thinking about an extension on your ice auger. The ice is not starting to shrink. The ice is getting thicker. So, I mean, there you can look for some signs of spring and what the critters are doing, and their coats and their pelts are turning towards spring. But the reality is, if you're heading out doing some ice fishing, you might be definitely, if you're heading up to Lake of the Woods, an extension. If you're heading to Devil's Lake, probably make sure you got an extension as well, Mick.
Because, you know, and early in the season we go, yeah, we're making ice. And now, dang. We're still making ice.
Right. When was the last time we hit 32 degrees, Mick?
Let me get back to you on that.
Okay, sounds good, buddy.
All righty. Doug Lear, North Dakota Game and Fish Department Outreach Biologist, on a Friday with the next Friday. Doug, you got the Friday off because I'll be down in Orlando, Florida.
You know, lucky for you.
Well, it'll be 70 degrees in every room we're in. So, all right, we'll be right back. This is Farm Talk.